لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم، ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, every community, every society, every nation is molded by the families they are raised in, is molded by the families and the family that they grow up in, by the home that they grow up in. A progressive, a successful community, the basis of this and the foundation of a successful community is the ideal home. If the home serves the purpose that it's supposed to serve, then automatically from a community, from a nation, you will get upright people, you will get honest people, you will get successful people. On the other hand, if a home did not serve the purpose that it's supposed to serve, if a person's home environment was not ideal, then many a times, because of having an unstable home, through this year many evils come out, many vices come out. So the progressive community, a successful community, the foundation is an ideal home. For us to understand what is an ideal home, now that we are in the months of Hajj, the months of Qurbani, we look at the Hajj, we look at Qurbani, all of it came from Ibrahim alayhi salam, the ideal home, the ideal family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Our entire Hajj, our entire Qurbani came from that family. Such sacrifice they made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can gauge the acceptance of their sacrifice from the fact that in every salah, in our attahiyyat, in every durood, we say, Kama sallita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Oh Allah, you send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That was an ideal family. That was the ideal home, the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From his life, there are many lessons that we can take and we can bring into our home in order to create an ideal home. We look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that together with us getting our Hajj and our Qurbani from Ibrahim alayhi salam. From his life, we understand that the first and the most important aspect in a home, to make a home, is that the head of the home, the father of the home, has to have the correct mindset, has to have the correct goals, has to have the correct values. Because the father of the home, who is the head of the home, how he behaves, how he carries himself out, that will have an effect on his entire family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. That every one of you is a shepherd, and every one of you is responsible for his flock. That when it comes to the head of the home, the father of the home, if his mindset is correct, if his values in life are according to Sharia, according to Deen, then this will have influence upon his family. If a person, the father of the home, if he gives value for Deen, if he gives importance to Deen, if he brings his children for Salah, if he guides his children to do what is correct, then this will have an effect on his family. On the other hand, if the father of the home, if his value system and his mindset is incorrect, that he is only pushing his children, that he must only get dunya, he must only get materialism, he must only become successful in this world, there's no importance for deen, there's no importance for the akhirat, then definitely this person will have regret one day. We take lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam being the ideal father, having the ideal home. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him that he should take his family and leave them in the barren land of Makkatul Mukarramah. Ibrahim alayhi salam brings his young infant son Ismail alayhi salam, his wife Hajar alayhi salam. There's no prior preparation. He hasn't told them what his plan is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is. He brings his wife and his small son. He leaves them there in the land of Makkatul Mukarramah. There's no vegetation. There's nobody living there. There is no water. There is no previously planned provisions. There is absolutely nothing. They are not prepared for it. He leaves his wife Hadr alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, and he turns around and he walks away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to him is that do not tell them anything, do not answer any of their questions. Immediately his wife Hadr alayhi salam gets up. She runs behind him and she asks him, "Oh Ibrahim, you are leaving us over here. Why are you leaving us here?" But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to him was, do not respond, do not answer. But because Ibrahim alayhi salam had the correct mindset and he had an influence over his family, immediately his wife asked him that, "Oh Ibrahim, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do this?" Ibrahim alayhi salam nods his head. Then she says, "In that case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never destroy us." She also understood that my husband Ibrahim alayhi salam, his value system and his mindset and what he gives importance to is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his family, he's walking away. He passes by a hill where he cannot see them and they cannot see him. He raises his hands and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look at the dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam makes. This shows us the values and the mindset of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He makes dua, "Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar." That, "Oh Allah, I have left my family in a barren land, there is no vegetation, there is nothing over here." What is the first dua that he makes to his family? He does not make dua, "Oh Allah, give them a nice home, or give them nice conveyance, or give them wealth." Although they were in a barren land, but his first dua was, "Rabbana liyuqimu salah." Oh my Allah, make them from those who establish salah, those who establish salah in their lives. This was his first dua for his family. And look at the acceptance of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. No matter how much bigger they make the haram, 5 expansions, 6 expansions, yet the haram is still too small. Yet it is still full. So Ibrahim alayhi salam's first concern, "Oh my Allah, make my family from those who establish salah." When it comes to salah, it is a fundamental part of our iman. There's no salah in a person's life, then a person's iman will become very weak. So us, as being the heads of our home, being the fathers in our home, we have to instill the importance of salah in our children. When we get up for Fajr salah, the father will walk past his son's bedroom but will not wake him up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, "Muru awladakum bis salah wa hum abna'u sab'i sinin." That when your children are 7 years old, then command them to perform salah, encourage them to perform salah, bring them to the masjid. We have to lead by example. If we are not waking up for Fajr salah, how do we expect our children to wake up for Fajr salah? If we are not coming for any salah in the day, where will our children go? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they reach the age of 10, and then they do not perform salah, then you should discipline them. There should be some form of discipline, some repercussions. If you ask the older people, in their time, if they missed a salah or did not come for salah, there was a punishment. At times he was even hiding from missing a salah. Through this we understood the importance of salah, but we have to put the importance of salah into our children also. That if we come in for Fajr salah, we'll wake up our child, we'll bring them to the masjid, we'll keep them next to us, we'll explain to them the importance of salah. Not that we give importance only to the dunya, that my child, it's fine if he sleeps through Fajr salah, but he must get up for school. If he's going for tuition, he can miss Asr and Maghrib Salah. If he's going for training, he can miss Isha Salah. But he must go for the training. We have got our mindset off. Our values are incorrect. But if our values are correct, that my child knows that if I miss a Salah, there will be repercussions. If I do not come to the masjid, there will be a problem. This Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us. His first dua for his children was, "Oh my Allah, make them from those who establish Salah." Then Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua, "وَرَزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ." That, "Oh Allah, you bless them and you provide them with sustenance." His dua was not, "Oh Allah, make the land fertile, make them businessmen, make them traders." Rather his dua was, "Oh Allah, you provide them from your side of sustenance." This should be the dua of every parent. Yes, together with giving our children deen and encouraging them to work hard in this dunya. But you should make dua, "Oh Allah, you give them dunya at their feet." This is dua Ibrahim alayhi salam. "Oh Allah, you give them the dunya, you give them sustenance. Don't make it such that they have to run behind their sustenance." Ulama explained that when it comes to our sustenance and our rozi, then it is like a shadow. If a person runs away from his shadow will follow him. If a person runs away from this world, the world will follow him. But if a person runs after his shadow, he'll continue running, he'll continue getting tired, he'll continue making effort, but he'll never catch his shadow. So this will be every person's dua for his children. Oh my Allah, you give them the best of sustenance, give them the best of this world, give them the best of the akhirah as well. So the first important aspect when it comes to a person making an ideal home is that a person's mindset and a person's values have to be correct. Then the second important aspect is that a person, him and his wife, have to be on the same page. They have to be thinking the same, their values have to be the same, their mindset has to be the same. If a person is thinking in one direction and his wife is thinking in another direction, and there's opposing thoughts in the home, there's opposing mindset in the home, then there'll be an instability. The children will not know which direction to go. Then one parent will use the children against the other parent. There will be conflict, there will be fights in the home. But if the parents are thinking the same, their value system is the same, their mindset is the same, they are pushing their children in the same direction, then there will be good results. Like if you look at the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where Ibrahim alayhi salam meets his wife Hajar alayhi salam in the barren land, there's no prior preparation, there's no prep talk. But because they were on the same page and they were thinking the same, that we sacrifice everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he left her there, with no prior arrangements, with no prior preparation, she did not complain, she did not fight. Immediately she said, it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am ready to accept. Their mindset, their values are the same. If their values and their mindset were not the same, she would have put up a fight, she would have made a fuss, she would have fought with him. And as her son grew up, she would have told her son that your father deserted you. But because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made the mindset of his wife, when it came for the time to sacrifice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was ready to sacrifice as well. So a person, him and his wife, have to be on the same page. They have to have the same values. How do we do this? How do we have influence upon our wives at home? Alhamdulillah, us as men, we come to the masjid, we listen to bayans, we go sit in the company of a pious person, we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we attend different programs. But we have to take what we learn, we have to take it home. And the most important thing at home is that daily we have ta'aleem at night, where the entire family sits together, all the children, the husband, the wife. We read about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read about Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This will make the mindset of us, of our wives, of our children. And alhamdulillah, our country, in every area, we have something called, which we call a ladies' ta'aleem. Every area there is ta'aleem taking place, where a person can send his wife for this ta'aleem. This will make her mindset. Then when we say something about deen, then let us send our children to do something about deen. Then she will not oppose us. There will be no conflicting views in the home. Everyone will be on the same page. Then through this year, we will have an ideal home. Our children will come out in the right direction. The third important aspect to build an ideal home is that the children have to be on the same page as their parents. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam and look at Ismail alayhi salam. What link they had, what love and what bond they had. Ibrahim alayhi salam comes to his son, Ismail alayhi salam. He tells his son, Ya bunayya inni ara fi manami anni adbahuk. That, oh my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you. Fanzur madha tara. What do you think about this? Let us look at the reply of Ismail alayhi salam. Not even in his teens yet, a young boy. But he was on the same mindset, on the same page as his parents. He tells his father, Qala ya abati fa'al ma tumar. Oh my father, do as you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You will find me from those who are patient. Immediately, such a young boy, but because his parents' mindset and their values were correct, this had an effect on him. He tells his father, Oh my father, do as you have been commanded. I will be patient. I am ready to submit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now how does a person bring his children onto the same page as him? How does a person make his children mindset correct? Ulama explained to us that a person has to show his children love as he's supposed to show them. A person has to give his children the quality time that they deserve. Not that now a person is working all the time, Monday to Sunday, he has no time for his children. And even worse, a person is addicted to his cell phone. When he enters the home, he's on his cell phone. Eating time is on his cell phone. Sleeping time is on his cell phone. He has no time for his children. He gives them no quality time. This will make him, he will not be approachable to his children. But if he gives them the quality time, if he loves them, if he shows them care, then any problem they have in their life, they will turn to him. Why? Because he is approachable to them. But if a person is not with his children, he doesn't give them the due time, the quality time, then when they have a problem, they will not turn to him, they will not ask him, they will ask a friend, they will ask someone else. And worse, they will turn to social media to get attention, to get the time from others. So in order for us to create that ideal environment at home, a person has to have influence over his children. A person has to have his children on the same page. When a person is on the same page, his wife is on the same page, his children on the same page, everybody is thinking deen, everybody is thinking about sacrificing for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then through this, we will create an ideal home, an ideal environment, like the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. The fourth important aspect, ulama mentioned that we can take lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, is that a person, together with involving his children in dini activities and being with them, he should also join them in their dunyavi activities. That a person will bring his son for salah, he will take him for a program, he will encourage him to come to the masjid, but together with bringing him for salah and doing dini activities with him, a person should join his children in dunyavi activities, whether it comes to playing some soccer or any other activities. A person should join his children in this. Through this, a person will build a bond with his children. His children will know that we can ask our father to play with us, he'll play with us. He may be older, much older than us, but he has time for us. This will build the trust that our children will have on us. So together with our children, together with joining them and encouraging them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come for salah, we have to join them in the other activities. Again, we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him that he should build the Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi salam comes to Makkah al-Mukarramah. He sees Ismail alayhi salam by the well of Zamzam sharpening an arrow. When Ismail alayhi salam sees his father Ibrahim alayhi salam, he jumps up, he gives his father a hug. The love was there between them, the bond was there between them. Ibrahim alayhi salam tells Ismail alayhi salam, "Oh my son, I am going to build the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to build it. Will you assist me in building it?" Immediately Ismail alayhi salam is happy to assist his father. Together with doing ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ismail alayhi salam joins his father in building the Kaaba as well. And when a person joins his children in doing other activities, they will get an opportunity to learn from him. Whatever occupation a person is involved in, whatever skill a person knows, if a person includes his children in these activities, it will be a means of him teaching them these skills. So Ismail alayhi salam builds the Kaaba with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And through this year, a person will build an ideal home. And as we said, when there's an ideal home, when the home environment is correct, when the home environment offers what it's supposed to offer, then you will have a successful community, then you will have a progressive nation, then you will have upright people coming out. But on the other hand, if the home does not serve what it's supposed to serve, if there's not an ideal environment at home, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, we'll have an unstable nation, we'll have an unsuccessful community. Then we will not get the right values, what we want from the youth today. So when it comes to our youth, our youngsters, our children, then it starts from home. A person cannot send his children to an Islamic school or to a madrasa and think, no, that will mold my child. Yes, that will assist in molding your child. But when it comes to a child's thinking and a child's mindset, then it starts from the home. How a person behaves at home, how his wife will remember when it comes to a person's wife, the mother of the children grow up with their mother, the father is not at home all the time. So if the father's mindset and influence over his wife is there, the wife's mindset is correct, she will mold the children according to deen. Together with this, the children are on the same page. And then we are sending them into deeni environments. Then we will get a progressive society. Not that now we're only giving importance to the dunya, that we only send our children to school, and that is the only pressure, that is the only importance. We're not saying don't do that. That is also important, but more important than that is deen. If we just look at it daily, how many hours a child gives to school, and how many hours a child gives to madrasa? We cannot compare. Through this year, a child will already understand what is more important in his life. That a child will not go to madrasa in the morning because he was tired. But you ask the child, you went to school? Yes, I went to school. The child never learns about that light. Why? You had a project, you had homework to do. If we encourage our children and we push them in this line, they will understand that my parents, if I do fail in school, it's a problem. But if I didn't know my sabak, if the Morana in the madrasa complained they are not coming to madrasa, and my father did nothing, I'll know, the child will understand that that is not important. So for us, as fathers of our homes, as leaders, as the heads of our homes, we have to implement good values in our children. First, we have to have the correct mindset. And when we have the correct mindset, we have to bring this mindset into our wives, A when mother and father both on the same page, both have the right mindset, this will rub up onto the children, and then we'll have a progressive society, we'll have a progressive nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with ideal homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where him, his wife and his child all were ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.